It's the Internet Advisor, and at this time in our program, on a regular basis, we invite Mr. Mike Brennan to join us on the line. He is the editor of MI Tech News. It's a compendium of technology and entrepreneurial headlines from around the state and indeed sometimes often from around the nation. And Mike, thank you so much for joining us here along with somebody that is no stranger to you. That's Patrick Anderson.
Yeah, I was listening earlier, so I knew he was there, and certainly he has a very good product. Worked out quite well, and it'll help you crush your office pool, right, Patrick?
That's right, Mike. And as we said, I think you were the first person we said first 1,000 that go to our website, smartbracket.io, are free. So hopefully all our Michigan fans will make use of that first 1,000.
Yeah, I must admit, I was at Frazier's today watching the game, and everyone was quite excited. So,
hey, by the way, what was the result of the Michigan game? I have to ask.
They won by, I think it was 7 or 8. They beat them. So now they're in the finals on Sunday.
Who will they be playing on Sunday?
I think it's going to be Northwestern, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I thought at the other side.
I thought Michigan, now there's a headline to follow. I thought that Michigan had taken it all today with that victory, but it will be on Sunday, the final game of that. Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines that you are sporting in MI Tech News, and we can also talk on a little bit about your M Squared TechCast, because that involves people like Patrick, who is with us in studio here. But one of the things that you pointed out in the headline you have there is that Bamboo Detroit is offering co-working space to starter members for just $40 a month. Well, first of all, what's Bamboo Detroit?
Well, Bamboo Detroit is a co-working space in the James Madison building on Washington Street in downtown Detroit, run by our friend Amanda Lawan, the hardest-working millennial I know.
Yes, you are right.
She's only 28, and she's already a very successful entrepreneur, so kudos to Amanda. And she has several hundred people working out of that space, and she's offering this basic $40 starter membership, which is you get a mailbox. You can come in there from time to time. But just, if you need a professional mailbox, you don't want to, use your home address. That's the starter basics. And then there's various levels that go up from there. If you want to have a desk, if you want to have an office, it's additional charges. You can find all that information at BambooDetroit.com.
Yep.
And anybody that wants to work in downtown Detroit, they're very exciting down there right now. Lots of entrepreneurs, lots of activity. Parking is a little tough, but
that's the part of the price, But the trolley, the trolley is going to start running pretty soon, so people will be able to park a little distance away and take the trolley down there, right?
Yeah, that's what she mentioned, because I brought that up, and I go, geez, because I went down to her grand opening. She had 600 people in there, and I said, I probably had to park a long ways away, and she goes, well, it's kind of unusual tonight, but typically people can find street parking, or there's lots of, ramps around there. But then she pointed out when that opens up, and again, I'm not sure what the date is. I think it's in April.
Yes.
Then you can park a little further away and then take the streetcar named Desire in, right?
That's it. Hey, something you posted in your headlines there was the Michigan Treasury Department putting out a warning that we've talked about it in terms of the federal income tax, but it certainly is true in terms of state as well, that phone scams are a serious threat, generally speaking, during this tax season.
Yeah, particularly, I don't want to sound offensive, but particularly the older folks who really don't understand that the Treasury Department is not going to call you and ask you for your personal information, or they're not going to make threats to you, typically. I mean, if they do, they do make threats, but not typically on the phone. I mean, if you're behind, you'll get a letter or something. So they just warn people that, when you get somebody that says, you have to pay right now, or gosh, we're going to put you in jail or something, that's not them calling. It's somebody else.
Yep. And they're using that kind of scare tactic to make it happen. Basics of data integration for entrepreneurs is something that apparently is being shared.
From our friends at Small Business Association of Michigan, Michael Rogers interviewed Aaron Fuller, owner of Superior Data Strategies in Lansing, and Aaron likened data to sort of a pools of water and how you transfer that pools of water. Do you want to do it one bucket at a time, or do you want to do it in a more, efficient way? And so we talked about things like, different kinds of software that's available for workflow, for customer management, like CRM-type stuff, mm-hmm. financial software. Those are like the three basic ways, easiest ways a small business can manage all this data, which is crushing us right now. This stuff's pouring in, and it's hard to deal with it on a daily basis. But those are three tips that they offered in this. And actually, it was a podcast. You can listen to a very good podcast, about 18 minutes long. Check it out on my website. At mitechnews.com.
But I should mention, by the way, folks, that when Mike talks about mitechnews.com being a resource for all of this information, it's more than just the printed page. You also get to hear a whole lot of stuff, for instance, like the podcast that Mike just talked about. And you have video now, video resources that are available through your website.
Yeah, absolutely. We launched that at the beginning of the year. We have an association now with Automation Alley. We're a big organization in Southeast Michigan, some 1,000 companies or so. And we shoot these short videos, 90 seconds thereabouts. It's kind of like a video press release, but it gets a whole lot better what's called search engine optimization. And all that means is that it reaches a lot more people in a lot more efficient ways because people look at video. And with the new way that Google has all the way they have things set up, you can even do searches for keywords in video now. So it's gotten a lot more sophisticated. And they predict that by 2019 that 90% of the traffic moving on social media will be video. So we obviously decided to jump on board that and get involved in that. And so that's one more thing this old newspaper guy has learned how to do.
Aha, and that's we're also jumping on that with Gary now in Florida and online with us via Skype. And we hope, by the way, folks, in the not too distant future, to be bringing you some video resources through Facebook. The Facebook Live is a video resource that's out there. And we're going to be working on that with Sherry Cam, who is our media person and our social media person, and some of the other folks from a group called AC. Am I right, Patrick?
ACD. ACD is a Lansing-based internet supplier.
That's right, and they are going to be helping us down here as well. And by the way, I had Patrick just help me with a little piece of information there, but I should mention that you also have a regular broadcast with M-Squared TechCast that comes out on Mondays, in which you interview people like Patrick.
Yep. In fact, I had him on the show, a week or two ago, Patrick?
Yeah, just a short time ago.
It all blends together. I can't always remember exactly when people were on, but because I'm drinking out of a fire hose most of the time. But yeah, we had him on there to talk about what was going on with Smart Bracket, and Logan let me listen in here for about 5 minutes before I came on, so I heard him discussing that. But and that's just one example. Next week's show, we're going to have David Cole on there, and he's going to be talking about some really cool things going on in autos right now. And David, you know, as everybody knows, he's one of the foremost auto experts in the world. And yeah, we just have a lot of fun with that. Matt Roush is my co-host on that show. Matt,
You can get Matt in studio.
Forever.
I was going to say, when you can get Matt in studio.
Yes. Well, LTU, unfortunately, he has this paid thing he has to do. So.
Yeah, he's working with Lawrence Tech, and he's doing a great job there, and they are demanding a good deal of time from him. Well, Mike, hey, thank you so much for being with us. This is Mike Brennan. Mike's going to take next week off. He's Irish. He's
yes,
going to spend.
I'm going to big street fair in Grand Rapids next down the 18th, which is the day after St. Patrick's Day. But I warned Foster. I didn't think it probably would be a good idea for me to be on air after.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Take care.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, take care, Mike. I guess Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Simple thing: go to mitechnews.com and put your email address in there, and free for nothing, you're going to get all that information sent to you, whether it's print or audio, video.